I think we should have reality radio, don't you think?
Who would listen? This is reality radio. This is your my phone conversation that we happen to be putting on the air.
This is as real as it gets.
Oh,
and Joe, please call back.
Yeah, please. We apologize for whatever. I'm not sure what for. I'm really not sure. Well, we were making fun of his radio show, which isn't too nice.
Not really. He knows we love him.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah. We
you
feel
don't love
the
Joe?
Love, Joe. Yeah, no, I do. Well, not
I love
that
Joe.
Way.
I think he's a great guy.
Yeah. Well, you weren't showing him much love, man.
Oh, but do I show anyone that much love?
Not really. And well, except
I treat them just the way. I mean, if I, you know, the people who I don't care about are the people who I have to be nice to because, you know, they might get really upset because, you know, once you know me, you know, to know me.
Yeah,
you know how
you
I
insult
am.
Your friends. That's
absolutely.
You keep a nice eye on your enemies.
The fact that you're not gay is insulting enough.
What? Why is that insulting?
Because everyone thinks you're gay.
Who thinks I'm gay?
Everyone.
Who's everyone? Name names.
I'll give you the press agent list. And
why would they think I've been married for 10 years? Why would they think?
They don't believe it because you have a beard.
Oh, well, I'm married to her. No, I don't know what that means.
I know what that means.
Yes, I know what that means, too. But that's my phrase. Don't be copping my phrase.
What? Your beard?
I don't know what that means. That's what I do. That's what I lay in after a joke. If I know what the joke means...
No, but if you know what it means, you say, I don't know what that means. It's very confusing.
It's not confusing. It's just my shtick.
Yeah, but you go, if I said you have a beard, and you go, yes, I'm married to her. I don't know what that means. And, of course, you know what it means.
Of course I know what
it means.
The beard. Yeah.
Okay. That's a good waste of a couple of minutes.
Yeah, is it? Yeah. We have eight more minutes.
Is that more interesting or not as interesting as Joe? Of course,
a little
it was
more
about us. So
well, personal is interesting.
It had to be more interesting.
I should have asked Joe about, you know, his girlfriend, if he has one, or his life, or the dogs that he has. That would have been...
Who knows? Maybe Joe is gay. We'll
no,
no,
out. Joe, no. Trust me, he's not.
What? You go, oh, no,
because
like
he's
a bottom.
I don't know what?
You go, oh, no, like it's a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. It's just not what I was... conditioned to think was normal.
I love to when I get your tongue tied like that.
Yeah, sure you would. No, I don't
Come
know
on,
what that means.
Dave, why do you hate gay people?
I don't hate gay people.
So then why are you so kind of homophobic?
Well, I just gave one of those explanations because I was conditioned and the society is still conditioned to think that it's an abnormality. There will be a point some generations down the line when it will be assumed to be as normal as heterosexuality, but we're not there
when
yet.
When is that? I'd like a date, please.
If you can cryogenically freeze yourself until 20...
Can't we get one of these TV shows to go into the future and find out when it is?
And I guess there's other reasons, because it is perceived as a negative thing, you don't want to be perceived as something that is negative in other people's
okay,
lives.
Okay, enough of this.
I like being
Have you been
as
watching
short.
Survivor, fans versus favorites?
No,
Speaking
I don't
of reality,
watch Survivor, no.
No? What do you watch? What do you watch? Do you watch television at all?
I've been watching Monk. Been catching up on my Monk, which I really mm-hmm. enjoy.
I like Monk Fish.
There's Long Order on every goddamn channel on cable now.
No, well... That's all Channel 4 plays anymore. All NBC plays.
All the NBC cable. Well, you don't have the cable channel. We
I know.
Switched cable tiers about
but
a month ago.
You know what else
to get
is
the
weird?
IO thing, yeah.
NBC gave away Law and Order Criminal Intent, and then after the strike, they took it back. So now it's on playing on 4. And at one point,
yeah.
There was Law and Order against Law and Order. On Channel 4 and 9.
Oh, dude, you don't get cable. If you go up into the higher channels, like 40, 50, whatever, you will see Law & Order versus Law & Order Criminal Intent versus Law & Order Special Victims Unit versus CSI versus Missing Person versus Cold Case. Then there's a Cold Case clone that they have now. It's like nuts. You're watching same versions of the same show over, literally,
Not
across
me,
the dial.
Not me, because I'm watching Survivor fan versus
oh,
favorite.
Oh, man. No, what kills me is that all these reality shows now that have just been for the past 5 years, that's going to be the next wave of all the reruns on all these cable channels.
No,
it's
they won't.
Be,
they won't.
Ugh.
No, they
God.
Won't, because they've it's been proven when they reran the first Survivor.
Yeah.
Remember they reran the first Survivor as a, you know, in prime time.
Yeah.
And they... You got no audience because no one wants. Once people know what the outcome is, they don't want to see it again. So they tried it, and it's never going to work. They rebrand Amazing Race on the Travel Network or Game Show Network or something,
and that didn't really catch on. Maybe it will have to be like 10 years, and then there'll be a nostalgia factor, and people will see what people spoke like and were wearing in the mid-2000s.
Because they're not even selling the things on DVD. You know, people, fans of shows aren't even buying it.
Hmm.
You know, so, you know, they came out, because I know I love Amazing Race, too. And Amazing Race came out with one DVD, and they never did another one.
Hmm.
And I wish that I wish they would, because I would actually buy them, because I love the Amazing Race. Okay. I wouldn't buy the Survivors, but I like them. But I even know, because sometimes I'll watch an old episode that I taped, and I go, oh, I know what that is, and I just fast forward through it.
Right.
So, I don't know, but I loved my reality. You know, I'm looking forward to this week is Oprah's Big Give.
What is that?
Oh, I think it's a great idea. She gives people a lot of money.
I like that idea.
Yeah. And then,
what
and
day?
Then
I think
they have
I'll
to
go
give
for
it
a
away.
Taping. Yeah.
Then they have to give it away.
Oh, that
and
sucks.
I guess whoever does, and then whoever does the best job giving it away wins $1 million.
Oh, I see.
But they don't know it when they're giving away the money.
Right. Well, they won't learn until. So,
well, see, what
criterion?
I would do is if Oprah gave me a lot of money, I'd just come and help you out.
Thank you. I could use it.
See? See how nice I am?
Yeah.
I'd even give Joe Selzon a couple of bucks if he called back.
He doesn't need it. He's working for Sirius. I need it. I'm working for WGBB.
That much money.
Well, yeah, no, but it's not. No, but they pay.
And Joe
I'm not
works.
Sure if he gets benefits.
And Joe
though.
Works hard.
Yeah, he does. He always has. I mean,
and,
he's 22
and he has to contend with us
old.
When he calls into a radio. Think he's going to get all the love, and then he calls in, and we.
Well, no, but he was supposed to come here in person next week. And join us for the show.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if he'll do that now, so, oh well.
He's not going to do that now?
I don't know. I'll have to talk to him this week. I'll see if his feathers are really ruffled or if he's just in a...
Maybe you'll have to perform some gay loving on him.
God. Oh. Yeah, maybe. From the heart of the nautical mile, you've been listening to AM 1240, WGBB Freeport, the station that killed Malcolm. Greetings from Long Island, where every highway is a sunrise. It's time for Dave's Gone By, an hour of comedy, talk, and music brought to you by Total Theater, with your host, Dave Lefkowitz. You've never heard anything like it, so sit back, relax, squeal if you must. Here's the host of Dave's Gone By, Dave!
Tropical hot dog night! Like two flamingos in a fruit fight! Every color of day, whirling around at night.
Well, there goes the Daverhood. Welcome, everybody. Let's leap. Let's everybody jump up in the air on this Sunday before Leap Day 2008. It's our 261st episode of Dave's Gone By, called Flying Leap, and I've leapt into my chair here at WGBB. I'm Dave Lefkowitz, the host. Here is my guest co-host, Jeff Goodman.
Why are you so obsessed with this Leap Day? It's Sunday.
It happens every 4 years.
I know it's nice, but it's Sunday, which it's also Ask a Sunday, which you could have called the show, and the Leap Day is not until Friday.
Yeah, well,
so it's actually closer to the next episode than to this.
So, well, I'm going to take the next episode after the holiday is over and do a thing about leap year.
We'll call it Leptover.
Oh, well, yeah, but who likes leftovers unless you really reheat them properly? No, but it's not what? Well, you're going to do a Christmas show 5 days after Christmas?
2 days after Christmas.
No. You do it beforehand. You just do. That's the way I work. So
that's the way you roll.
That's the way I roll. I hop. As the Odd Couple classic line goes, when Felix is trying to write his song "Happy and Peppy and Bursting with Love," and he's thinking hopping and rolling and hopping, and he asks Oscar what hops and rolls, and Oscar says, "I don't know, a frog with a hernia." Yes, we're. That's a great line. That's a great line, Jeff. Anyway, we're all frogs with hernias here on Dave's Gone By tonight because it's Leap almost Sunday day, and because of that, I wanted to have a special...
Leap Day is Friday.
Leap Day is Friday, but this is Leap Week. I'm calling it Leap... You know this Fleet Week where the sailors come in? I'm sure you do.
What are they coming?
Other sailors. But, you know...
Okay, please, address your letters to Dave Lefkowitz. Post office box, what's a... or 404 Route 109, West Babylon.
Yes, come in shotguns blazing. But ladies and gentlemen, in honor of Leap Week, our special guest tonight, hopefully calling in real soon.
Is a frog?
Well, it is a man who tends to frogs. Now, hopefully he'll be calling in any moment, or I'll be calling him. He is the official frog keeper at the Grow a Frog Corporation. It's not a corporation. It's whatever.
Is
it's
that
a company.
Like sea monkeys?
Yes. Yes, it's like sea monkeys. These are, really? you send away for them in the mail, and you get a box in the mail. We did this about 6 years ago.
Okay.
My wife and I were on vacation in Mystic, Connecticut. And
maybe you could send us a complimentary box.
Well, maybe we'll get one. Or if
you have a call.
Hopefully he's calling in now. By the way, do you know what this man's name is?
Ribbit?
Because I was kind of surprised. His name is Paul Rudnick. No relation.
Really?
Go figure. The official frog keeper at Grow a Frog, his name is Paul Rudnick, not the playwright. And what he does is he's the guy sort of in charge of watching all these tadpoles and frogs that he mails to people in regular mail. You get them in a box. They're in water. They're specially packed or something. You buy the little tank and the... Yes! These are live tadpoles! And you care for them, you feed them, and you can watch a tadpole turn into a frog. It is the darndest, coolest thing. And if you're lucky, they live.
What do you do with your frog?
I'm sorry?
What do you do with your frog?
What do you mean? Well, you keep it in a fish tank. It is an aquatic frog. It's more like a fish than a frog that's on the grass or on trees.
So if you took it out of the water, would it die?
It would dry up eventually, yeah. It would dry up pretty quickly, actually. So, and you're supposed to really touch it.
Like a raisin in the sun.
In the sun, yes. Yes, like a frog.
Speaking of which, by the way, everyone should tune in Monday to ABC to watch The Raisin in the Sun. It's a great
they're doing
production.
That Sean Puppy Combs version. You know, I missed it on Friday. They were showing Company, the revival of Company. I
want to
get the DVD. Really, you don't like it?
I wasn't crazed about it.
Anyway, if we have time, we'll be talking theater stuff in our Inside Broadway segment, which we have some Broadway news. I doubt we'll have time to get to reviews, because aside from Paul Rudnick of Grow a Frog on this edition of Dave's Gone By, we'll also be doing the news gone by with events of the current week.
Oh, I can't wait. That is some of the worst jokes you'll ever hear in your life.
Proud of it.
So totally unpunny.
Yeah, and I have to watch Jeff, like give me lousy looks in
because
silence.
Because he just gives me gas or something, I don't know.
Well, then we'll point the microphone elsewhere, is pretty much. Just, anyway.
My whole thing is like, oh, David.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's even before we get to the segment. But, you know, Jeff, why don't we tell everybody who our sponsors are?
Okay, this first sponsor is Dave's Not Gay.
And that's first through ninth.
I think this episode should be called "I'm Not Gay."
Right? Okay, I'm not. But what not gay sponsors do we have as well?
Okay, well, we have the not gayest copy kings of Broadway:
Hewlett Minuteman Press, 1315 Broadway in Hewlett, 569-5577, with 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners.
And then we have the kinda gay Bible of Broadway.
No, actually not, but, it could be, if some of the shows are gay, but the owners aren't. Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine.
He has to define that.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But a lot of gay people get their hands on that.
Anyway, everything's a pun today.
On the product.
Well, yeah, it's a wonderful magazine that has been around since 1944, Performing Arts Insider.
So
find out
old
more.
And gay.
It says from the gay 40s, yeah. PerformingArtsInsider.com for more information. And what
and
else?
The maybe not gay, MortgagesRock.com.
Not gay. You could be gay if you want to own a house or get financing.
It's very gay to own a house. You could decorate.
MortgagesRock.com tells you everything you need to know to either get financing or to...
You can also get financing for your gay friends.
Exactly. If you need that house in Fire Island, MortgagesRock.com is the place to go. And finally...
And you can buy the house from a couple of lesbians.
Now, what about our fourth sponsor...
That is the gayest of all.
Yeah, that's a pretty gay sponsor
right there. Fancy Schmancy Balloons.
Yes.
Because it's a gay event, no matter what you're having. It's a fantastic event.
Fancy Schmancy Balloons.
Where we just decorate with gaiety and love.
With gaiety and joy and love. Really, if you need centerpieces or balloons for your big party or wedding.
And this week only, you call, you mention Dave's Gone By, 25% off.
Nice. 25. What's the number?
That's because no one's ever called.
Well, they'll call this week. 25% off if you call the number.
516-797-3229.
Again?
516-797-3229.
Yes, indeed, for fancy schmancy balloons. Okay, we're going to play a couple of commercials, and then hopefully we're going to get Paul Rudnick on of Grow a Frog on Dave's Gone
By.
The
non-gay Paul Rudnick.
Well, you know what a gay frog says. Rub it, rub it.
Moby Dick, Ulysses, War and Peace, the Bible. Big freaking deal. If you want to read a real book, a funny book, try Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World, a collection of comedies by Dave Lefkowitz, me, the host of Dave's Gone By. Each play is stage-tested and relatively safe for public consumption. Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World, available from Holdo Books on the Dave's Gone By website. It's the great American something. Ladies and gentlemen, on this pre-leap day, leap week. I don't know why I'm so excited about this. I just am. Maybe because, you know why? Because I do all the other holidays. We have to do stuff for, there's some kind of Christmas-related Passover, President's Day. I'm always doing that. So once every 4 years...
You didn't do anything for Martin Luther King Day.
No, I guess not.
You didn't do anything for National Coming Out Day.
But, you know, a couple of years ago, I did a Martin Luther King thing. And
so every couple of years, kind of like the...
Yeah, but I've never done a leap thing. This is my first leap thing. Leap thing!
You haven't been on for 4 years.
I have. I've been on for 5 years. I missed one at some point. I missed the one in 2004.
Not to mention the one in 2000, which we didn't have. But.
Yeah, but that was before. How do we not have a leap day in 2000?
No leap day in 2004.
They had to catch up or something?
Leap years are any year that's divisible by four, except not the century years.
So wait a minute, you can go 8 years without a leap year?
Yes. Well, technically
really?
Seven.
Oh, well, woo, why is that? What are they trying to catch up with? What almanac thing?
That's kind of the way the sun revolves around the earth.
I had no idea. Well, anyway, here's someone who has an idea about leaping and jumping and mostly swimming things, actually. We have on the phone with us on Dave's Gone By a fellow named Paul Rudnick, no relation. You should just add that legally to
no
his
relations
name.
With
him. Your name should be Paul Rudnick, no relation. He is the official
Only in
frog.
The theater circles.
Well, in movie circles, too.
Let's get him on the air.
Paul Rudnick of Grow a Frog, welcome to the Daverhood.
Hi, Dave. It's good to be on your program.
Well, thank you, man.
And Paul, do you have relatives? Because Dave's kind of getting them all out of there.
Yeah, you do have some relations, right?
Some.
Okay. And you know where his relations are from? Do you know where Mr. Rudnick actually hails from? He's a Long Islander, like us.
That's amazing.
This Mr. Rudnick or Paul Rudnick?
This one. Okay. This one on the phone.
Where'd you grow up?
Well, we have a delay. Are you on, like, some sort of phone delay, dude?
Paul?
Yes?
Where did you grow up?
Believe it or not, although I'm calling you from lovely Florida on the West Coast, I grew up in Massapequa.
I don't believe it! How could you grow up in Massapequa?
And I actually went to, and this is going to be a little bit embarrassing, I went to Amityville High School, and I can absolutely assure you that my high school experience was the Amityville Horror. They wrote the movie about me.
Well, Paul, I happen to know then, you must have lived north of Jerusalem Avenue.
Incredible.
Wait, are you hearing Jeff's mic? Did you grow up north of Jerusalem Avenue?
I'm going to divine his address for you. Paul.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Are you awake, Paul? Are you with us on Planet Dave here?
Can't you rub like something off of a frog's back and it's like a drug or something?
Not these frogs.
Oh no,
Paul.
Yes.
We're both talking to you.
Okay, cool.
It's okay. Yeah, why did you? You thought we were just talking to ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Well, we actually both talked to you. This is really an absurd show where two people scream questions at you constantly.
And you have about 10 seconds to answer. So...
6 plus 9!
So how did you get involved in Grow a Frog?
Well, it's a long story, and to be honest with you, we've been in business for 29 years, so it's been so long, I really don't remember the very beginning.
Hmm.
But I've been working for this company for a long time, and they plucked me out of the lab in, when I was at the University of Pittsburgh. And basically what it was is that there was a tadpole that was transparent. You could see through it. You could watch its live heartbeat. So, you know, we thought that this was incredible. And rather than taking all those frogs and dissecting them and killing them and whatever, we thought that this is going to be great for kids. So we've been doing it for a long time. It's amazing. I can't believe we're still doing it.
Because one of my memories of high school is I had to pith a frog.
I had to do the same thing.
And I never liked that.
It was traumatic.
It was like you put the little pin in the back of their neck, and then they just spazzed out.
Oh, you mean it was, that's right. Oh,
you had to pith it, remember? You paralyze it, and then you cut it open because you had to see the heart beating.
Ooh.
Ooh, it was really.
No, we did dead ones. We actually did get formaldehyde ones. We had to cut
we had to pith them.
But these are tiny. Most of these frogs are actually pretty small because they start as tadpoles.
How big do they get, Paul?
Well, the frogs grow to different sizes. If it's a male or a female, the female.
Don't I know that?
the females typically are about twice the size of the males. That's just the way it is in Frogville.
I guess it's the Amazon women.
But how do you tell the male from the female?
Oh, it's easy. The male is very easy to tell.
He has a bigger record collection? What? No.
They have bold black stripes on the inside of their forearms.
See,
and
just like
it's
this.
Extremely noticeable.
I think we have two females. Because we always wanted them to mate, and it just... But doesn't the sex
come
in... You
sent lesbian frogs?
That's right. leap and lick. No, I don't know what that means.
But Dave would like to announce one thing right now.
Dave is not gay. Just so you know.
Dave is a little homophobic that he has to announce this all the time.
Yeah, every couple of minutes I'm going to have to reiterate the fact that I'm not gay. And our frogs might be, because they're both seemingly the same sex. They have not reproduced. Have you had people who bought, I know you have, but grower frogs, and they've had babies and stuff and families?
Kind of like that.
Yes?
Yeah.
You talked over his answer, so you couldn't hear it, Dave.
Sorry about that, yeah. So, but how long do frogs, grower frogs, normally live?
I'm sorry, say again, Dave?
How long do grower frogs normally...
Oh, for God's sakes, I can't even tell you this. They average, honestly, about 5 years life expectancy, but... And I'm not making this up.
Mm-hmm.
We have been in business since 1979. I know of one frog that is still alive from the get-go. So I really can't tell you how long they live because I really don't have any answer to that yet.
Wait a minute, you have a bionic frog that's been alive for 89, 90, for almost 30 years?
Incredibly. We get emails. I had one tonight. It was very sad. From a 20-year-old frog.
You got the email
away.
From the frog? They are talented. They are bionic. No, I'm kidding.
We get emails all the time, 20-year-old frogs. I had one this week from a 25-year-old frog that's going strong, and sadly one that passed away at 23. It's not the norm.
Wow.
I mean, most of them don't. Not. It's kind of like living to 100.
And how big do they get? How big do they get?
Well, if you have a good-sized female, about half a dollar body size. So that's not including the legs. They can get pretty big.
Yeah, when they stretch, when you go from like the tip of their little leg claws to the back leg claws, they're actually much longer than that. But the actual body is...
Well, it's kind of like turtle size.
The little turtles, yeah, not the tortoisey things. Yeah, and we do need to explain that these are aquatic frogs. They completely live in water. There's no rock where they sun themselves or anything like that.
Absolutely. In fact, if you take them out of water, they just can't survive.
See, I asked that question before, and Paul now answered. You know, Dave told me? He told me they just shrivel up and die.
No.
Well, eventually they will if you take them out of water. They can live a little while.
No, they'll die and then shrivel up.
They die and then shrivel up. Yeah. Did I mention I'm not gay? That's the theme to
Paul, did you know that?
Ball?
Paul, have we told you about Dave's not being gay?
Oh, listen to me. I would normally not bring the subject up, but since you mentioned it, we do have gay frogs.
Oh, my God.
I love it! Hallelujah!
How do you know they're
gay?
Okay,
well, honestly, I don't know, but I can give you the evidence. And the evidence is that when they mate, the male grabs hold of the female. Well, the male will also grab hold of another male.
big, and they're very well dressed.
Exactly.
Well, look, it doesn't necessarily prove that that's the case, because it could be that just, you know, the male hasn't seen a female, and like, you know, he's just like, you know, like the dog grabs hold of your pants leg. I mean, this could happen. I don't know. It happens.
That's how people become gay. They just don't see girls.
Well, but could also be like dogs when they hump each other to establish dominance, and it's like a sex thing. It's just
it happens all the time.
I think they're all gay. Dave always wants to say nothing's gay.
No, not nothing gay. 10%. 10% of your frogs are probably gay. It's not easy being gay.
Not easy being gay.
Being a gay frog. Having to be on my own pink lily pad. No, I don't know what that means.
Dave doesn't know what anything means.
So you talked about the emails and the letters that you guys get. What are some of the funniest or weirdest stories that you've had about your frogs from people? Paul.
I tell you, especially with email, we had, well, I'll be honest with you, in fact, you were making me nervous because you told me 1101 and it was 1108, and I'm thinking, oh my God, these guys forgot about me, and I'm sitting down here in Florida, and like, oh my God.
Actually, but you were supposed to call me at 1 minute to midnight.
Yeah,
1 minute to 11, so.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, so, make a long story short, while I was waiting for somebody to miscommunicate something and for you guys to be worried about the gay frogs, I was checking the email tonight, and we have, and I'm going to be very public with this because she gave me permission to say this, but there's a woman who has our frogs who did CPR. She's a registered nurse for 41 years, and she did CPR on the frog because the non-gay male frog was hugging the female frog the wrong way, and he was drowning her.
Oh,
and she rescued the frog. So this is what I was doing while we were, like, miscommunicating.
Some people are really attached to these frogs.
Now, hold on. So what happened? She pulled one frog off the other and then took the frog that seemed to be drowning and blew into its little froggy mouth?
She pressed
on the little froggy belly.
This is what she says, and I believe her. She's, you know, she's very trustworthy. I've been, you know, like we have correspondences with her.
I think she should start her own company. Blow a frog.
And yet he's not gay. Can you imagine that? Dave wants to know why people think he's gay.
Oh, shit. That is just shameful. I'm so sorry about that. What?
Oh, I thought you said a bad word.
No. Now, one thing I've heard as just a rumor about the Grow Frog Company. Are there famous owners? Are they like Hollywood people who own Grow Frog?
I'm unaware of it. What rumors have you heard?
No, that like a couple of actual famous actors.
We heard Juliette Binoche.
No, we didn't hear you.
She called up and she said she wanted to grow a frog.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah. No, but so you don't know. The owners are just basically typical CEO from Long Island or from Connecticut or where?
Long Island.
Do you send your frogs worldwide? And how do you mail them?
We mail them in insulated styrofoam containers, which are just...
It's called coffee cups.
It's a frog shipper.
We were worried when we got ours, you know, because it had to travel for a few hours by regular mail, and then we opened it up, and there's this little tadpole swimming. And this was a good 6 or 7 years ago, so knock wood, you know, we got our $20 worth.
And how much do these frogs cost?
Well, you know, we like to keep our costs down. I don't know if people are going to think it's a lot of money or not, but the average grow frog kit, the starter kit, costs $17.99 to $19.99.
That's not expensive.
I don't think it's a lot.
The frog itself is probably a 5 cent frog, but you have to buy
the other stuff too. And everybody knows that. But nowadays, yeah.
Well,
we have.
You, how would you? I thought you fed frogs flies. I didn't know. What do you feed?
No, these are tell you. Actually, it's not live food. It's
frog food.
Paul, now there's a question for you. What do you feed them?
We have stage 2 food pellets, which are our own food for grower frogs, which is 100% nutritionally complete. We highly recommend that.
So
but
much
the bottom
is
line
frog.
Is that most it's extremely cost effective. I mean, it lasts a long, long time. Most frogs, real frogs, meaning like in leopard frogs, like the leap year frog that you guys are talking about.
Yes, of course.
You have to feed them live flies, and needless to say, it's cumbersome to find live flies anywhere, let alone like in New York and like March.
And in the winter, right? Exactly.
Yeah. Now, so, like, you know, we, you know, it's pretty easy to take care of these things.
Now, I'd like to ask you a very serious question. Have you ever had a frog in your throat?
Oh. I think that goes back to the blow a frog thing, doesn't it? But, you know. now, hey, did you guys ever try to do this with other creatures? Did you ever try, like, grow a leopard?
It's a good question, and I thank you for your question, because the answer is no. This is very difficult to do what we do.
Really?
And I have no interest in doing it again.
What, you only want to grow, you don't want to grow a species?
Honestly, the only thing that we had, and you're asking for, like, just, you know, esoteric stuff that never got off the drawing board, but there is a mud puppy, it's what it's called.
Oh, yeah, I heard of those. Those are fish.
You remember from biology, yeah.
Is it like a mud skipper or no?
Well,
or?
No, the mud skipper is different. The mud skipper is a fish kind of crawling thing that comes from salt water. But the mud puppy is very interesting because it's a larval salamander that essentially stays a salamander. So just like Francis, grow a frog obviously begins as a tadpole and changes into a frog, and what we sell is metamorphosis.
Right.
But the mud puppy is a salamander, and it stays as a salamander. It doesn't undergo metamorphosis.
Oh.
But it's interesting as hell. It's really cool.
That's their motto. That's on the interesting as hell.
I thought it was interesting.
That was their advertising slogan for many years.
Yeah.
To schools. Your kids will find it interesting.
Until
as
the
hell.
Devil called up because you can't say that.
Oh, Lordy.
Well, continue.
Yeah, sorry.
But Dave, who's not gay, interrupted.
No, I mean, that's the mud. What did you say? Mud what? Mud flapper?
Mud puppies.
Mud puppies.
Mud puppy.
Well, but you're not doing that.
No, we're not doing it. We're never going to do it, ever.
Do you ever think about butterflies?
Why should do it? Somebody should do it. It's a good idea.
How about butterflies?
Probably too delicate to deal with. I mean, that's
no. They say that they. I think I bought a butterfly when I was in school.
Really?
Yeah.
It came as a cocoon, or
it came as a cocoon.
Whoa! How long did the butterfly live, though?
I don't know. We set it free.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how nice.
Well, you can't keep. Well, what are you going to do? Poke the holes in the jar from the can, leave them there forever.
Yeah. Well, I used to do that with what you call lightning bugs and what else? Well, and moths. When I get more, and then they die. No matter how many holes I poked, the moth would always die.
That's correct. The lightning bug was another one. And, I mean, you guys are right on the money.
A lightning bug comes from a worm or something?
Yeah.
Oh, it does? No, I just used to catch those firefly things, those lightning fireflies.
No, but it comes
from, a little larval thing. Oh, wow. Let me ask you the last question here for Paul Rudnick, who is the official frog keeper of Grow.
And no relation to Paul Rudnick.
The playwright. No relation. As the official frog keeper, what do you do all day?
What, with the playwright?
No. What talks to
insane
like?
Radio hosts all day.
Do you go from tank to tank and fish out the dead things? Do you feed them? Do you do lab work and test the pH? What do you do all day?
Well, he has to get out the coffee cups and mail them.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm wondering. What is your responsibility? Paul?
Yes.
Earth to Paul. What is your daily task work at Grow a Frog?
My favorite?
Daily. What do you do? What is your actual...
What do I do?
Yeah.
You know what it is,
Dave?
Let's
put it to you this way. I do nothing. The frogs...
The frogs just grow. I love it.
The frogs take care of themselves. I mean, whether they get
and yet you have no desire to do something else. You do nothing
well,
all day.
That's a pretty good
and
job.
You can't even get the puppies, the mud puppies going.
Work on the mud puppies in your spare time.
Maybe I should have, if I have some spare time, I have lots of spare time.
You have lots of spare time. You do nothing, Paul.
The frogs. That's it. What do I know from frogs? I mean, you know, the frogs go ahead and they breed, and then, like, you know, they do great.
So you have other people who put them in the cartons and freeze dry, or they don't freeze dry them, or whatever the hell they do, and they put. So you're not physically doing all of that. There are other people who do that.
Well, I'll be honest with you. We've been in business for a long time, but we're a pretty small company. I mean, this place isn't much larger than your average pizzeria. So, you know, we do have very valued employees who are very dedicated, and they're all listening to this program right now.
Oh, my gosh. And by the way, everyone, I'm not gay.
No, they're not.
And especially would like the female employees to know that.
right. And that's how we do it. I mean, it's a small, you know.
So how many
frogs?
How many tadpoles do you have growing at one time there?
Paul, say it again.
How many tadpoles and how many frogs do you have physically on hand in the shop at any given time?
We have several thousand in different stages of development and things like that.
You have to label the tank how old they are, right?
Yeah.
Because, God forbid, you mail one, it turns into a frog in the UPS truck.
Well, let me tell you something. It's a serious concern. I mean, you may laugh about it, but logistics are important. And when we send tadpoles, and I mean this seriously, we make sure about things like this. We have to monitor the weather report. We have to exactly know how long it's going to take delivery.
Yeah.
You are correct. And people, believe me, they get very upset when, like, you know, they order a tadpole and they get a frog and they say, well, how come, you know, I paid for this and I didn't get to see you change it? We take it seriously.
Well, teachers use them. My aunt knew about Grow a Frog long before I did. I had no idea.
Can I make a big suggestion that you could do just in honor of tonight and the whole leap year thing?
What's that?
Paul, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you just get a list of all the Academy Award winners and send them all Grow Frogs?
Ooh, that's
brilliant. Cool.
I think you should.
That's a great premium.
Well,
say congratulations on your win. While you're waiting to get the statue engraved, here's a Grow Frog.
Well, the problem is half the people winning tag are foreigners, so you have to ship Grow Frogs to, like, Peru.
Oh, that's what I meant to ask you. Do you send overseas?
It'll work.
Do you send frogs overseas?
Sure.
Oh, you do? They make them? I mean, it's like, isn't it like a 3-day trip?
We like I said, you know, if people want premium service, they're going to have to, you know, pay for. I mean, if it's if it's within our normal shipping parameters, then obviously, you know, we'll get it there. That's our responsibility. If somebody's asking for something a little bit out of the ordinary, they're going to have to pay top dollar because it has to get there quickly.
Yeah. Now, Paul, also, how long does it take for a tadpole to become the frog?
It varies and it's dependent upon temperature, but.
Wow.
The average is 2 to 4 weeks. Having said that, I can absolutely tell you that it can take 6 months.
Really?
If it's cold.
Oh.
It can stay a tadpole almost indefinitely because it's a cold-blooded animal, poikilothermic, and it's dependent upon temperature.
So if you get a retarded frog like Dave, he's not gay, but he's retarded.
Retarded, yeah.
Let me tell you, if it's gay, it's just never going to change into a frog.
That's right.
He'll be a handsome
prince. It's going to be fabulous little tadpole.
No, because when we got our frog, the first one that we got, we were very, very worried because we weren't sure about the whole metamorphosis process and when to change the food over, because there's one food that you feed it when it's a tadpole and another when it's a frog. And then suddenly, like, the frog had one arm out and it's swimming along with one arm for 3 days and we're like, it's dying! I mean, we called Grow Frog, like, frantically, like, what do we do? We think we've got a dying frog,
I'm
and they were like, yeah, you got a dying frog.
Because this is, honestly, this is the first time I'm hearing about you, Paul. I didn't know about your
company.
Paul,
can you send Jeff a Grow a Frog?
Sure, of course.
No, but you know who I think you should send it to? Send it to, like, certain TV shows that could use it, like My Name is Earl. I think My Name is Earl would be perfect for Grow a Frog.
Well, it'd be hard to show up on camera, though. They're a little tiny
No,
for a
but
long
it's okay,
time.
Because it's just the idea. Because I don't know if you ever watched My
Name
is Earl.
Yeah.
But the brother always needs something to do because he's kind of a little slow. And I think if he got a pet, you know, because the black guy has, I forget what he has a frog. I think he has. He's a turtle. He has Mr. Turtle. So I think you should send it and say, look, this is a great pet for the brother.
You know why? And because it's interesting as hell.
Thank you. Those are your words. If you have any, you know, names and addresses, just simply email us. I mean, you have our email address, and we'll take care of it.
That's so cool. That is so cool.
But I really think you should send it to them and send it to the Academy Award winners.
Well, for next year. I mean, it's a little late now.
Congratulations on your win. Here's a frog.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you my Paul Rudnick Academy Award-winning story?
Tell us our Paul Rudnick Academy Award-winning story, and then we've got to move forward. So,
you won an Academy Award?
No, but I once went to a wedding in Pennsylvania. And when you go to a wedding, you have a little card what table you're sitting at.
Those are called place cards. I'm in the party business, Paul.
Yeah, place, of course. So.
And I live in Massapequa, by the way.
That's cool. Massapequa Park.
And the park,
Babylon. Yeah.
I had to rehearse that. Anyway, so the guy comes up to me and he says, are you Paul Rudnick? And I said, yes. And he says, are you the Paul Rudnick from New York? And I said, yes. And he says, you know, I think you have a fantastic sense of humor. And I said to him, you know something, I really appreciate that, thank you, because you're the first person to ever really say that without ever meeting me, but I really think that I do have a fantastic sense of humor, thank you. And he says to me, I think you're going to win the Academy Award this year. And I looked at him and I'm thinking, I don't think so. And then he throws his hand out, he throws his finger out, I'll never forget as long as I live, and he like admonishes me and he says, wrong Paul Rudnick. I feel like awful, you know? So now that's the real Paul Rudnick, and I'm like Rudnick Frog Farmer.
You mean we've had the wrong Paul Rudnick on here for like close to
no,
half
wait,
an hour?
No,
I didn't know it at the time. I thought it was the right Paul Rudnick, but
now,
he obviously
Paul,
didn't agree.
What you should really do is send the New York author of Jeffrey, Paul Rudnick.
I really should, actually.
You should send him a
grow frog, yeah.
And say, I have a hilarious, it's a very funny story. I really think that's funny. Now, Dave, who's not gay, maybe didn't understand.
I get it. Well, what do you want to say, Paul?
Well, I could probably. I mean, I get scripts mailed to the wrong Paul Rudnick, meaning me.
Oh, really?
Well, I have a lot of his mail. I mean, I forward it. I never put any.
Any checks? You can sign them over right to us. We'll take care of that immediately.
All right, fine. Get in touch.
Any royalties?
Have
yeah.
you've never thought about sending him a frog?
Nah, he never sent me anything.
Oh, he did get such a kick out of it.
It's actually a great idea. Anyway, we've got to wrap this up, but I want to thank the wrong Paul Rudnick,
no,
who was interesting as hell.
He's the only Paul Rudnick who's going to talk to us.
Yeah, that's for sure. And we thank him. And by the way, if everybody wants to buy a grow a frog, maybe especially if you have a grandchild or something, just for something really cool that's not a goldfish.
And it's a good teaching tool.
Growafrog.com. There's no dashes in it, right?
That's as good as I could do, if not better.
It's growafrog.com, no dashes, no nothing, right?
Nothing.
It's one big word. Grow a frog.
Grow a frog. Who could or could not be gay, either way.
Either way.
Paul Rudnick, it has been a delight to have you on Dave's Gone By on this pre-leap day edition of the show.
Listen, Easter has Easter Bunny, Thanksgiving has Turkey. I think you're doing the right thing.
That's right. You guys could provide the leap day frog.
It could happen,
like,
but only if you do it, which you just did, so I thank you.
Yeah.
You're most welcome, man. We'll be right back with more of Dave's Gone By right after this.
My radio's on, the news is all bad, but it's good for a laugh.
Yes, it's time to laugh at the news and current events here on this Flying Leap edition of Dave's Gone By on this February 24th. Jeff, what was that?
Did you turn my mic off?
I just popped an earphone off here. That's a little better. Yeah, no, we're just coming out of commercials.
Dave just popped off, but he's not gay.
Welcome back to the non-gay edition. But the frog-like edition, and the Oscar-like, I don't know if there's any more Oscar winners.
Edition.
At the end, we'll tell you if there's any more Oscar people winning here, but it's time...
Well, there are some people winning, we just don't know who they are.
It's time for the News Gone By, a look at local and world events from a totally strange perspective.
Oh,
here come the puns already. In world news, well, they said it would never happen, but change has come to Cuba, sort of. Fidel Castro decided not to wait until his death to step down. So, on Tuesday, the 81-year-old president of Cuba resigned from his post, saying that his long-failing health was finally preventing him from being able to run the country. What is it, Jeff?
He didn't resign. He said he was not going to be... he would not be able to run again because he was not going to be appointed for another term. He stood at his term.
Oh, but when his term must have ended today, because Raul took over today.
Yes.
Got it. Now, that is the good news. The bad news is that his 76-year-old brother will maintain communism and assumedly the status quo with maybe a few modest reforms. Hearing of the transition, President Bush said he hoped the Castro swap would, quote, lead to free and fair elections and not the kind of staged elections the Castro brothers try to foist off as true democracy, unquote. Now, Bush said this while he was traveling to that bastion of civilized society, Rwanda, weeks after pleading with King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia for more oil, and a couple of months after supporting Pervez Musharraf's institution of martial law in Pakistan. But God forbid we should buy rum and cigars from a country whose people aren't free. Oh, well. As for our next president... Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
You know what we had this week?
What's that?
A Castro convertible. But...
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Now, as for our next president, possibly, with 11 straight primary wins and with his cash box overflowing, Barack Obama really surged last week. Hispanics, unions, former Hillary Clinton strongholds are no longer so strong. Most especially, Obama's made inroads among women, just like Bill. But seriously, after all the campaigning and primaries, it's understandable if we're kind of sick of surveys and distrust exit polls. However, I have found one survey, well, gosh, I just hope, I have to believe that the results are true. A dating service in England commissioned a study of 1,000 women, and, according to the results, women say men named Dave are most likely to be well-endowed. I can do not on this non-gay edition of Dave's Gone By. For some reason, the name Dave evokes an image of, quote, manly satisfaction that they don't get from a Tom, Dick, or Harry. Well, maybe not Tom or Harry. The bad news is for people named Ray, because Rays are perceived as the least blessed in the groinal area, news of which led one pundit to wonder if the most confused man on earth is Ray Davies. But, yeah, Jeff?
Then why does everyone love Raymond?
Because I guess he's not a threat. Whereas us Daves, we announce our presence, you know, 2 seconds before we actually walk in the door.
And how does this go with Obama?
Doesn't at all. But, although I'm certainly flattered that Dave, my handle, is connected to my handle, you can't put much stock in silly surveys like this. Results vary and depend on whether you're looking at their poll or mine. Anyway... some sad celebrity news.
Non-gay.
Non-gay. I don't think so. Dorothy Hamill, winner of the 1976 Olympic gold for skating, is being treated for breast cancer. Now, anybody else remember all those shampoo commercials? How many takes did she do of those? Now, that's great, Dorothy.
Just shampoo.
One more take. Chemicals, hot lights, just avocado and fragrance. The good news is that by mid-January, Dorothy Hamill hopes to return... Actually, I guess this was a couple of weeks ago. Dorothy Hamill was hoping to return to her current gig, Broadway on Ice, where she's been touring for the past year. The bad news is that she spent the past year touring in something called Broadway on Ice. Oh, I like that one. Yeah, not funny, huh? Okay, moving
good
to...
God, Dave.
That's a good one.
These things get worse and worse. You know that?
Let's move to real sports.
It's a Castro convertible.
Folks who have listened to this show all winter or heard me on the big time or the little big time...
God bless you.
No, they know that I've switched baseball allegiances. I have been a Met fan since I was a kid. Born in Brooklyn, live on Long Island, and I watched the Mets when they sucked in the 70s. I went crazy when they won in the 80s, and I stuck with them through good and bad in the 90s and the aughts. But then came last year. They played so well. They seemed so destined. Willie Randolph seemed so cool. And then came the last 3 weeks of the season. The most heart-sickening collapse of a team I've ever had the nauseating displeasure to witness. They were 7 games ahead in the standings, and they somehow lost their way out of a playoff spot. And it wasn't just bad luck, or that they didn't have the talent. I've been through those years. This was just a bunch of babies who did not try enough, didn't care enough, and didn't make anything happen when it counted. But
I think you're just really mad because Willie Randolph spoke at your wife. Let's look at the non-gay reference here. Dave's wife.
Wife's.
Notice
graduate.
Dave, not gay.
Well, my wife got her doctorate from Fordham University. Willie Randolph was the honoree. He got an honorary doctorate from them. Ever since that doctorate from Fordham, this is like what happens to everybody who graduates from Fordham. Like, you know, terrible in the job market. So yeah, after that, the Mets fell apart completely. And he was the hero at that point. Everybody was making fun of the Yankees. Meanwhile, we all know what happened. But, you know, it was by the last couple of days of last season, I had already given up on the Mets. Even if they had made the playoffs, there would have been a taint, a sense of, why didn't they accomplish this 2 weeks ago? So when the final game of the season clinched a zilch, it was already way over for me. I was not going to put any more faith and spirit into a team that wasn't at least going to meet me halfway. And you know what? I'm not so crazy about Met fans either. It used to be that Ranger fans, who were rude and loud and drunk and obnoxious, and they still are, especially coming home on the Long Island Railroad, but over the past year or two, I have seen Met fans coming on at Woodside who can match Ranger fans yell for yell, stagger for stagger, fight for fight. So the hell with the Mets, toy good riddance. But, Jeff.
Does that mean you have a little tainted love?
No love. The love's gone.
That's a very soft sell.
Good one. I'm going to pre-ring the comedy bell for that. Very well done. But now I have a problem. I have a void in my life because I like baseball. And when spring comes around, I like working at the computer and listening to a game on the radio, or at least checking Yahoo Sports for updates every inning or so. But it's hard to be a Major League Baseball fan when you don't have a team to root for. So for weeks, I have been casting about for another team, another club that may not have the history that I have with the Mets, but would at least make the season interesting and personal. Not an easy task to find a team that suits me. Jeff, do you have a suggestion?
The Milwaukee Brewers.
Why?
Because you need non-alcoholic...
They have to serve O'Doul's.
Like, what?
Yeah. They have to serve O'Doul's.
That's right.
Ah, but I'm going to explain that it can't be American League. It has to be National League. Can't be the Yankees, because of course it can't be the Yankees. The only year I rooted for them was 1998, when they truly were such an exceptional team that you could only stand back in awe and watch them run the table. And Joe Torre was at the helm, and who didn't love Joe Torre then? It was just one of those miracle years.
How about the ones in Phoenix?
They have a team in Phoenix?
Arizona Cardinals?
Well, they were St. Louis, and I was the southern part,
no,
like southwest.
No, the football team is the Cardinals.
Well, no, the St. Louis Cardinals were the Cardinals.
But, no, what's it?
Phoenix Sun? No,
which
Phoenix?
Is the one they have a hot tub in the outfield?
Oh, good. I like that idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea. The Phoenix... I don't think Phoenix has a team, or it might be a new one or an expansion.
It was one of the newer ones, and they have a hot tub in the outfield.
Don't know it.
Well, maybe is it or maybe it's Colorado Rockies.
The Rockies? I don't know. None of the really Western teams, and certainly not the Dodgers, because the Dodgers. As a matter of fact, that's the other thing about the Yankees.
How about the Marlins? That way, when you retire.
Wait. This is
okay.
You're jumping the gun
jump
here.
Ahead. I'm sorry.
Because. As I said, Yankees can't do it, also because, you had George Steinbrenner and then Billy Martin, and the fact that it was New York City in the Bronx, whereas the Mets were replacing the beloved Brooklyn Dodgers. So, no Yankees, and I was having trouble connecting to any other team.
You know what the problem is? They were in Queens, and you're not gay.
And I wanted to stay in the National League, as I said, because the designated hitter rule always ticked me off. As a proudly lousy athlete, I like the idea that everybody has to hit and field. They can't just substitute the big long ball slugger every time a runty pitcher or fielder comes to the plate. I may have been picked second or third to last in softball, but I got the chance to swing the bat, and I got my share of singles, sometimes, if they played me deep. But anyway, the Padres used to have these goofy-looking brown and yellow uniforms. I found that appealing, but now they look pretty much like any other team. I'm not going to go for Toronto or the Washington Nationals because they're all from Canada. It's just not right to root for another country. And no place with an indoor stadium. That is just unnatural. So that left the Cubs, perennial underdogs, which I find attractive, except last year they made the playoffs, so they can't really be the lovable losers anymore. Philadelphia was a possibility because my wife is teaching there. And if that teaching gig were to turn permanent, I guess I would give them serious consideration.
And you could be a Philly fanatic.
Right, like they're but I just don't feel anything for the Phillies at this point. And if Philadelphia doesn't pan out for my wife career-wise...
This is like baseball therapy for you.
It is. Because, what, if Philadelphia doesn't work out for my wife, screw the Phillies, their fans, and that H&R Puffin Stuff mascot who looks like Fozzie Bear in a toxic spill. So it's been this really dispiriting wandering through the winter.
You worked hard on that one,
didn't you? I want a baseball team that will help me herald the coming of spring. As the phrase goes, though, sometimes God provides. I saw this news story yesterday from the Associated Press. As you said, the Florida Marlins are looking for some footloose fat men. Tryouts are being held today for an all-male, plus-sized cheerleading squad. That's right. In addition to the team's bevy of beautiful cheer babes, dubbed the Mermaids, reason enough that being non-gay, I would be interested. The Marlins are auditioning.
But if you were gay, you'd be interested in the Merman.
Not the Merman. No.
The Ethel Merman.
But no, even better. This is what clinched it for me. They're not being called the Merman. The Marlins are auditioning for a squad of fat guys to be called the Manatees. You gotta love that. They're endangered, they're adorable, they're not too bright, and the fish aren't so smart either. And the Marlins play in Florida, so you get a lot of sunny days, which is perfect for baseball on TV. And yet, they did just vote on a new ballpark with a roof. But it's a retractable roof, so one hopes they'll only use it when the heat causes more strokes in the stands than in batting practice. And
you know why people like the retractable roof in Florida, don't you?
Why is that?
It's like pinches. Take them in, take them out, take them in, take them out.
Yes.
It totally works in Florida.
Oh, God.
And they seal it with a little denture cream.
That's right, all around the rim of the stadium.
Polygrip.
And the, you know, the Marlins...
That's what they put on the bats, a little polygrip.
But you know, Florida's an old town, but the Marlins are a young team, just like the Mets were when I became a fan. But even then, the Marlins have won two World Series already, yet they're still seen as an underdog and prone to mismanagement. Sound familiar? And it's not as if they were world
it's
beaters.
Sounds like Dave's working environment.
It's not as if the Marlins were world beaters last year, but it wasn't from lack of trying. You know, they were just crippled by injuries. So I've made my decision. For a one-year trial basis, I am going to root for the Florida Marlins. They are my new team. And they don't have to make the World Series or even the playoffs. They just have to play hard, not be stupid or showboaty or kill anyone in the off-season. I don't know if they have a theme song. I think, literally, Gloria Estefan did one a decade ago. Something like, Go Fish! Or that might have been Melissa Etheridge.
That was cool. That was a guard game thing.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Anyway, speaking of theme
songs...
But
Dave,
song,
I'm yeah. just for the next year, I'm going to be the Met fan around here.
Really? You're going to stay with the Mets?
I'm going to stay with the Mets just to bug the crap out of you.
Oh, well, that's fine, because the Mets are going to lose and they're going to suck.
But if I win,
be laughing at you.
Then you will have to kiss my little manatee feet.
Are you going to try out?
Oh, I wish.
It was today.
I would have to get to Florida. I'd have to time travel to Florida.
Well, you can do it. You can do it with your frequent flyer things. You can go backwards. Your credit card allows you to go backwards in time.
I could do the Superman route.
There you go. Now, I talked about the theme song that the Marlins had at one point. Did you know that pig farmers in England have banded together to record a single in the hopes of shoring up their troubled industry? The farmers feel that they're being squeezed to death by greedy supermarket chains and rising feed prices, so at pigsareworthit.com, they've posted an anthem. It's the pig farmers' answer to We Are the World, as it were, and it's called, I kid you not, Stand By Your Ham.
Right now it's hard to make a living. Rearing all your pigs for pork and ham.
This is real, folks.
Supermarkets make all the money. We don't make any money. And that's quite hard to understand.
But if they gave us a little more.
Farmers, a fairer share.
'Cause we take good care of our pigs.
We're so proud of them.
To us, they're more than pork and ham.
Stand by your ham.
Stand by your ham.
Sausages, pork, and bacon.
Oh, man, we probably stopped recording a while back. Oh, well. Oh, well. Anyway, what was I saying? The Razzies.
And now you know, that is the reason why you want to advertise on Dave's Gone By. Technical glitches. We can just talk about your product over and over. Maybe you'll get stuck on a loop over and over. And WGBB will broadcast your product for the next 15 or 20 hours.
Yeah, it could happen. It has happened. But anyway, let's get through the Razzies because we've got the gospel people just coming in now.
Woo,
so
we've got to
finish up the show. Finish up with the Razzies. Let's see. Sylvester Stallone did not win this year. Rocky Balboa turned out to be just a little too good. But making Raspberry history was the horror flick I Know Who Killed Me, scoring a record 8 trophies, including 2 for Lindsay Lohan. She got a Worst Actress prize twice because she played a double role. But Eddie Murphy did her one better in the reviled Norbit. He was voted Worst Actor as Norbit, Worst Supporting Actress as Norbit's wife, and Worst Supporting Actor as a stereotypical Asian man. Surprisingly, there was no mention in the Razzies of Hillary Clinton. I thought for sure she'd win the prize for Best Impersonation of a Woman with Emotions. Thank you very much. That was not going to be the one. Let me go out with one more before.
Yeah, yeah.
I need
try going out with a good one.
Good luck.
That's what his mother said. Ah! Woo! Because he's not Dave's not gay.
Hey. In art news on WGBB Freeport, AM 1240, it's midnight by the way, in art news, the Archibald Prize, Australia's top honor for portraiture, will be getting an unusual submission this year. It's from homegrown artist Tim Patch, who paints naked using his penis as a brush. He usually
we're saying this in gospel time, remember.
Well, just barely. He usually exposes his talents at sex industry conventions, but this year, he went upscale with a self-portrait. Patch, who nicknames himself, I swear to God, Picasso, told the Sydney Morning Herald, quote, "I had to use my bum to paint the background because you have to have the occasional break." 700 other portraits will compete for the Archibald Prize, but Patch says he feels confident. In fact, he says he's just like the other competition, stiff. And that's the news gone by for Sunday, February 24th, 2008.
You know that guy's a little cocky about it.
Oh, bum. Please send your comments, opinions, and Dickelangelos to Dave's Gone By, P.O. Box 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557-00.
I'll be with you shortly.
That's 0062. That's Dave's Gone By, Box 62, Hewlett, New York, 11557-0062. We reserve the right to read your letters on the air, name withheld upon request. 41 cents too much to spend? Send an email. Dave'sGoneBy@AOL.com. That's Dave'sGoneBy@AOL.com.
And if they'd like to send us money?
That's me with a Pound Draper envelope in Grand Central Station, and we'll talk.
And maybe you'll paint something for everybody.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
With
a body
with
part.
With your big Daverhood.
Woo! My non-gay neighborhood. Send me letters.
Because remember the Dave is supposedly had the big one.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Thank you. Thank you for I forgot
we
about it. How can I forget? Oh.
Well, all you have to do is look down and go, oh, that's not right.
I just had a Charles Nelson Reilly moment there for a moment. It's like, oh, you can send me letters, postcards, emails, packages, but please. Oh, I have to change this joke because we didn't have time for that. So think of a joke quickly and let's use it to get out of the segment.
Dave thought he had a big one, but he doesn't.
Bum, bum. We'll be right back after this. If you love Broadway, off-Broadway, cabaret, opera, and dance, isn't it time you subscribe to Performing Arts Insider, the ultimate guide to everything on the stages of New York? Listings, reviews, box office, and production news, all at 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners. To subscribe or get a sample issue, call 516-295-1511, 295-1511, or see PerformingArtsInsider.com.
Hi, this is Sheldon Harnick, and you're listening to Dave's Gone By on station WGBB.
Welcome back, yes, to the final moment or two of Dave's Gone By on this Sunday, February 24th, 2008, our 261st episode, pre-leap day here at WGBB. Let's get through our sponsors real quick. Jeff?
Oh, what? I'm sorry, I fell asleep there.
No, you didn't.
Yes. Well, There's the non-gay.
MortgagesRock.com. MortgagesRock.com. Hewlett Minuteman Press, the Copy Kings of Broadway. 10%
off. Next to Filey's Shoes.
No.
No, next to Lowman's
Shoes. Wake up, Jeff. Come on, you've been awake the whole time here. Fancy Schmancy Balloons for all your
party decorating needs.
20%
off this week if you
mention. No, you said 25. 25% off this week if you mention Dave's Gone By at Fancy Schmancy Balloons. 797-3229 is the number.
The
area code 516. And Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine, The Bible of Broadway.
Oh, that's a good one.
$120 for 12 monthly issues.
That's all?
Yeah, it's something like
$50. It's like $10 a month then.
Exactly, which is a lot cheaper. It's like 14 on the stand. So it's a big discount for Dave's Gone By listeners. Only $10 an issue all year long. Go to performingartsinsider.com. Everybody, reminder that Shalom Dammit is airing on Wednesday morning, 7:30 on Woodbury Long Island Cable Vision Channel 20. That's the basic regular cable.
And catch it on YouTube.
Anytime at all. The YouTube, the first 9 episodes, and we're going to start making some new ones
very soon.
And the great, great, wonderful news is it's definite, starting in mid-March, Shalom Dammit is also going to be on Manhattan Cable Television, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. So be looking out for that. I'll give the information next week. If you want to write to the to me, write to davesgoneby@aol.com. If you want to find out more about this radio program, go to davesgoneby.org.
If you want to find more about me, too bad.
Well, yeah, you still don't have a website for Fantasy Schmancy. You really ought to.
Yeah.
Everybody look for
I don't want to know more about me.
Oh.
I want to call.
Okay, 797-3229. Thank you, Jeff, for being here tonight on the show. Thank you.
My pleasure, non-gay Dave.
Thank you, non-related Paul Rudnick, the frog keeper of Grow a Frog. A lot of fun had with him. Go to growafrog.com for more information about the company. Get yourself a frog. It's a wonderful thing.
And he grew up in Massapequa, so you have to buy a frog.
Yeah, he's a homegrown dude. Listen for Filler Up. I'm still not sure when the heck my show is on here. I pre-tape it. There's a music show called Filler Up that I do that was on Saturday nights. Might still be.
And it's very popular.
they throw it on sometimes. Look for it. It's a
they
half hour of music.
Every other hour.
Want to wish my dad a very, 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 very happy and healthy 71st
birthday.
Happy birthday,
Dr. Lefkowitz.
No, it's Mr. My dad's not a doctor.
To me, he's a doctor.
Aww.
To put up with you, he gets a doctorate in parenting.
Well put. Okay, coming up in the weeks ahead, I mean, I think next week this is going to be, we've got...
March 4th?
Paul Tracy. Paul Tracy is a singer-songwriter. He's an entertainer. He's also a musicologist, born in South Africa. He was part of the troupe that brought the Broadway show Wait a Minim to Broadway about 4 or 5 decades ago.
Does he have a brother, Dick?
Yeah, he does have a brother. He did that Broadway show with his brother, not Dick Tracy. I don't know what his brother's name is. But anyway, he's written some delightful songs. I knew him when I saw him as a kid on TV's The Patchwork Family. Got him on the phone. He's living in California. Next week, Paul Tracy on Dave's Gone By.
How interesting.
Also coming up soon, highlights from our New Year's special that wasn't on a Sunday night, so I want you all to hear some of the stuff that we did on the night that
if you
we
think
had
you
Year's.
Had a bad New Year's Eve, wait till you hear what we did.
So, that's not next week, but next Sunday we'll be back, February 24th. That's today's February 24th. We'll be back, March, it'll be March 2nd.
That's what I said, because we're going to March 4th.
Yeah.
Which is certainly better than pre-Leap Day.
Well, we're pre-Ides of March, too. March 4th, that's right, with the 262nd episode of Dave's Gone By. Until then, don't miss your days going by. This is Dave Lefkowitz.
Being very non-gay. And Jeff Goodman.
Being Jeff Goodman. Wishing you good night. Take a giant leap. Go Marlins!
And Gone By.
It's not easy being great. Having to spend each day in the color of the leaves. When it could be nicer being red, yellow or gold, or something much more colorful like that, like that. It's not easy being green. You see the blending with some.
pretend to pass you by, cause you're not standing out like sparkles in the water, stars in the sky. My
I just wanna be what I wanna be.